Nearly 16 years ago, Mike Daniel and his wife decided to adopt from the foster care system. They are white. The children they adopted are black. This is the story of Mike and his oldest son, Nathan. Nathan was 2 years old when he was adopted. Part of their conversation contains a racial slur that may be objectionable to some listeners.
There's a little bit of apprehension, just in more feeling like whether or not we'd be accepted by the black community, and recognizing that there's a lot of pride and a lot of interest in keeping them within their culture. And so there is a lot of concern for me just to feel like whether or not we'd measure up in their eyes.
It never really occurred to me that I was a different race than my parents. Not until I was much older. Like, once I got into, like, school, like, second grade, people would point it out to me. They're like, why is your dad white and why are you black? And I didn't really have a way to explain it back then. It was just like, I don't know, it's just the way it is. And everyone thought it was so weird.
You know, and they'd ask the why questions, right? And, I mean, he's my son. It doesn't matter what color he is, right? But they just recognized it as being different.
As I got older, I started feeling more alienated just because it was a strange sort of... They didn't associate me and my parents as part of the same family. It was I was the black person and they were the white people. It makes it doesn't feel different. Like, not only in a bad or a good way, but it just points it out to you. And then, you know, you gotta kind of think, like, yeah, I am not the same race as my parents. And,
you know, and these guys were early elementary age and were walking through a mall. The place is packed, and the level of, like, sense that you were the spectacle was so overwhelming, and actually to the point of hearing among just all the noise of the busyness of that place, younger adults, teenagers from that area that were actually making racial comments as we'd pass them, you know, like really degrading, you know, things like spear chucker, all sorts of really, really like hurtful things, to the point where as a parent, all I wanted to do, like I had so much anger to just, I think about it later and just have sort of the shame of thinking about all I wanted to do is pummel these kids, right? Because they just needed to recognize the hurt that they were causing.
I'm becoming more proud of my race, but it's also hard because I don't act like the stereotypical black person. Part of that may be because I was raised by white people, and I don't take any shame in that. But it's when people go, wow, you don't really act like a black person, it makes me more conscious of the fact that I don't. I might look like it, but I don't act like it. I spent a lot of time like listening to black people talk because I wanted to try to sound like them. This was like back in like middle school. And sometimes I unconsciously talk like that when I meet a new black person. I don't know why I do it. I think it's a bit of a fear thing, but like that's something I'll do. Most of the time with white people, I just get apprehensive. Like, are they gonna think it's weird? But with black people, it's the time I change my attitude because I want to fit in a bit more, I think. But at the same time, I've also sometimes wanted to be more white in other respects. Because you fit in more when you're more white, but you can be more proud of your heritage when you're more black. It's a crossroads, really.
I want him to feel confident in himself and who he is, and that there's value there. I've tried to sort of talk through the process of when you go somewhere, people are going to make certain assumptions about who you are. And I could almost guarantee that the picture that they'll have in their mind will not be white parents in sheltered Anchorage, Alaska. And so there's going to be some things that you're going to have to understand how people are going to see you.
Like a lot of times, like you turn on the news and you see like the stuff that happens to, you know, young black men, and the disconnect of me a lot of times forgetting that I am black, and the fact that it could happen to me and I could not even really be thinking about it, and that, you know, if I'm walking down the street with my hands in my pockets and like my hood up and someone says like that's a black person doing that, like they don't know that this is my dad. They're expecting a completely different scenario, and the fact that I gotta be ready, like I have to. No matter how much I'd like to live my life a certain way, like there are things I have to prepare myself for in, you know, the real kind of nasty world. I think it's really hard to prepare somebody for like going out into that kind of world, like a world that doesn't know itself what it thinks of race. and is uncertain, is as uncertain as I am about what it means to be a certain race. I think that's, it's really hard for a parent to, like, for any parent to fully 100% make sure their kid's ready. And a lot of that's, it's on me. Like, it's, I'm in my ability to feel good about myself or who I am.
Mike and his son, Nathan Danio, spoke with Alaska Public Media's Ann Hillman about being an interracial family. If you're in Anchorage, you can continue the conversation about race during Community in Unity at 7 p.m. on Wednesday in the Alaska Public Media studios.